Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Joined now by Craig Unger. Craig Unger is the president of the Memphis Redbirds, Memphis 901 FC. He joins me now, and I am thrilled, Craig, that you have an actual schedule. It's fabulous. Congratulations and welcome back.
Not as thrilled as we are. are really thrilled.
What was last year like?
It was painful on a lot of levels. Obviously we were, when a year ago, about almost a year ago now, we're in full preparation mode. We were 3 weeks away from the baseball season starting. So, you've staffed up, you've ordered all the things that you have to order. You've brought in merchandise, you've brought in promo things, you've ordered, stuff for concessions. Everything is here. You've loaded up on all your equipment, all the stuff that you need for a year. And all of a sudden, just the brakes just get slammed on. And so, from that standpoint, and then just not knowing, I think, we had a pretty good idea by early June that it just the odds were not great. But just to get that finality in July that it wasn't going to happen. I mean, and then there's so many human elements to it, too. It's the staff, the part-time people who work here, for them, second jobs, third jobs sometimes, to be an usher, ticket takers, box office workers. We have 225 people who are on the payroll. I mean, not all of them are front office, but there's throughout the course of the year, 225 people are supported by the Redbirds, by 901 FC, beyond that. Obviously, on the soccer side, we played last year. We were one of the first venues to open up, around the country, much less, the first one to open in Memphis. And, that was hard because 750 people-ish of what we had is a really bad business model. Right. It's a lot like what the restaurants are dealing with. And being at 25% or even at, nothing where they had to do takeout, it just doesn't work. You're doing it to survive. You're doing it to keep it open, to sort of keep going. But it's a bad business model. And, that was the whole year was hard. And it was trying on a lot of people. It was hard on the front office staff too, because it's just, you build up to these seasons and you want to execute. And you just have challenges along the way. So, yeah, I mean, look, we're that's in the past now, and we're looking forward to this year.
So what's the obviously we have realignment. There's been considerable realignment throughout the minor leagues. Memphis now, the AAA Baseball Southeast Division against the Nashville Sounds, the Durham Bulls, the Gwinnett Stripers, the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, the Charlotte Knights, and the Norfolk Tides. Are you looking forward to it? Is this a good thing?
Yeah, this is a great thing for us on multiple fronts. Is one, let's just take the fan perspective in there. Is the Gwinnett Stripers is Gwinnett is a suburb of Atlanta, and that is where the Braves AAA team is. And obviously, the Braves have had some really good years the past couple of years from a baseball perspective at the big league level. And knowing that not far from here, go a little further south, go a little bit east, there's a lot of Braves fans. And for that opportunity that we're that close to Atlanta, that close to Braves country, for us to be able to have the Braves here is going to help. And it's, I hear a lot from teams that when we go to Iowa, when we go to Omaha, when we go to other places that are within, sort of the territory of the St. Louis Cardinals, these teams say, these are the greatest days of our year. These are, people are flocking in because they're close. Right. We're going to have the same effect now with Gwinnett. I think the Durham Bulls will drive people just because of, we all know Bull Durham, and, right. and they're an iconic brand, and to come see them and see some new teams, it's going to be different. The other part is it just helps us from an organizational standpoint from travel. Being in the Pacific Coast League, going to Tacoma, Washington, is not an easy flight to be able to do, and we had to do that typically in a day, and you have to get out there and play that night or fly back from Tacoma, Washington and play here that night. So from a player travel standpoint and just ease of being able to get around, being regional just makes so much sense.
Okay, so what's the schedule? When do you start?
Opening day is currently scheduled for April 6th. There's a schedule. There's a calendar on there. There's obviously some things that have to be worked through health and safety protocols, inside there. But we're full steam ahead preparing for that April 6th start date.
So full steam ahead, but you don't yet know what it will look like. Are we for sure that it will start on April 6th, and we just don't know what the protocols will be? I suspect you're hoping that by the end of the year, you can be relatively. Do you have some hope that at some point this year you will have relatively, the people were able to sit. Like, I was very impressed. I went to the 9-1 FC match where you were very good about enforcing that people sitting in their seats wear their masks. It would be nice to have a day when I can watch the Redbirds or 9-1 FC and sit in my seat and not wear a mask. Do you have some hope that will happen this year?
No, I don't.
No.
I think there's hope of that, but I think based upon what we're hearing from a national, sort of level, that it's probably going to be this fall, when we reach some of those numbers. Now, look, I hope that I'm wrong, but I do have to sort of plan for the worst and hope for the best and sort of work around from that. But I think that based upon where, vaccinations are going, I've listened a lot here, even locally. I know Dr. McCullers, who you've had on the show before, has been, working with the United Soccer League on, protocols and stuff too. He's sort of saying the same thing is, look, it's just going to take time, and we're going to have to wear masks for a little while. I'm very hopeful for the fall and, for football, for NFL.
But then you miss, that means you miss a second, not miss, but it means you struggle through with different protocols for a whole second season.
Yeah, I think so. I think we're preparing, for 6-foot social distancing here at AutoZone Park. We're probably about 2,500 to 3,000 people. And I would, my guess is we're going to have that most of the year. I guess what I struggle with, what I don't know, is how do we go from 6-foot social distancing down to anything below that gets us without going to zero? And I think that's where I sort of struggle from an operator standpoint is, when does that happen? When do we say that, that you're going to have that? And I also think, being very, very open and honest about it, is I also wonder about when is the point where you're going to be willing to come sit shoulder to shoulder with someone that you don't know?
Right.
When do we sort of change that mindset? I think there's going to be some semblance of social distancing for a while, but even if it's an open seat or two open seats next to you, our seats are 22 inches wide. So, if there's two open seats, that's about 3 feet. I want to know how we go from 6 feet to 3 feet. That's sort of where my mind is how do we sort of ease into, for us, if we get 5,000-6,000 people, that would be, improves.
For you, you may go to from 6 feet throughout this whole year to no feet. You may not, given the way the calendar falls, you may go, is that possible that you're just going to go through 6 feet and then next year come and sit next to a stranger, right? Seems to me likely as how it might play out. Is with the 6 feet, is that a is that an adequate business model to get you through this year? Like, what did you say? It's about 2,500, 3,500 people?
Yeah, when you think about a Saturday night here is 10,000 people, the short answer is it's better than 750, but it's not, I think the challenge on any sports venue and any entertainment venue is we're all built on getting the most possible people into this space. It is not about optimization of, you know, social distancing in any way, shape, or form. So, look, it's better. We will, you know, sort of right size what we're doing and keep the fan experience as high as we can and do that. But it's still going to present some challenges to us. But, you know, and it's obviously going to mean there's going to be a, you know, severe crunch on tickets as we get into the summer months. If there is not, and again, I'm hopeful that, you know, potentially we can begin to squeeze down on some of the social distancing, you know, protocols as we get more shots in arms. And look, if we're lucky and that happens by the end of June, maybe by July and August, we can start to do some of those things. And that begins to improve, you know, all the things we're doing. But I think at 2,500, 3,000 people, you know, on a Friday, Saturday night, which are our highest demand nights, you know, there's going to be a big crunch on tickets as well, too, which is, you know, that's going to present some, you know, some challenges.
Can people buy them now? Can people buy season tickets individually? What's the status of ticket sales?
Yeah, season tickets are on sale, and you can call here and talk to one of our reps here if you're interested in season tickets. And, you know, we're going to be very flexible with those. We've always been very flexible. We have exchange policies for those for games that people can't make it to. That's even in a non-COVID year. We allow people to exchange tickets for different games, additional tickets for other games. Individual tickets are going to go on sale, I would say, probably within the next month or so. We just want to make sure we know sort of what everything is and build out the social distancing models and everything else before we open up tickets and then have to turn around and change things on people. That gets really challenging in that respect.
Talking to Craig Unger, he is president of the Memphis Redbirds and Memphis 901 FC. When it comes to 901 FC, I gather the season's supposed to start May 1. You announced a couple players on January 4th. But you don't have a coach, and you haven't, as far as we know, what's the status, I guess, of Memphis 901 FC? Is there going to be a season? What's happening there?
Yeah, there is going to be a season. We really needed to, from a scheduling standpoint, there is us and about three or four other teams that play inside of their baseball stadiums. So we needed to get the baseball schedules done so we could submit dates, available dates for soccer this year. So that's the holdup on the scheduling. And from sort of everything else, you know, we felt really good going into the off season with our staff that we had here. Obviously, we've got, you know, Tim Howard, who's overseeing, you know, the player side of things, and you know, James, who's, you know, underneath him, you know, Ben, who was our interim coach through the end of the year last year. You know, he is very active in our player side of things as well, too. So those things all remain in place. And, you know, for us, our off season, you know, typically the season would be starting March 1st in a non-COVID year. Right. And our off season would have been, you know, we would have had a flurry of player announcements probably going into, you know, December, January, about 2 months before the start of the season. You know, so here we are in, you know, approaching March 1st, which will be about 2 months before the start of the season. And I will tell you that although we've been uncharacteristically quiet on the front end here, there is a lot going on behind the scenes. And some of it is we've sort of held off on some things to get closer to the season, when we know about schedule, when we know about ticket sales, so that as we announce players, as we make announcements, that you know, if there's interest, people can buy tickets and they can, you know, be engaged in things. There was just so much uncertainty going into January 1st and really through the middle of January until we knew schedules and start dates for the league and everything else. So I would expect a lot more noise from us coming up here in the next, you know, the next several weeks. And it's going to be, you know, we'll be off and running in May, and the weather's going to be great, and we'll be very, very active here in the coming weeks.
What's your sense of the, are you confident of the future of both clubs here in Memphis? Obviously, sports generally, it'll be interesting to see what it looks like coming out of the pandemic. I think there will be a thirst to get back to stadiums and to get back, just like I think travel will. People can't wait to get the heck out of here, just wherever they are. They want to go. And I think people are going to be, you know, anxious to get back into churches. And I think people are going to be anxious to get back into ballparks. But what's your sense of that? And what's your sense of the, you know, going forward, the next 5 to 10 year future of both the Redbirds and Memphis 901 FC?
I agree 100%. I think that's one of the challenges we have on the capacity limitations this year. I think there's going to be a much greater demand to get out, especially during the summer months. And, you know, there still may be some capacity restrictions. That's our biggest fear, is that we could be, you know, absolutely crushing it and still have, you know, some of these challenges that the health and safety protocols are going to require. But with that, I think, you know, sort of beyond that is, you know, look, our player development contract with the reshuffling that we talked about with the minor leagues, we have a 10-year contract now with Major League Baseball and with the St. Louis Cardinals for this to be the AAA home of the Cardinals. You know, that is, you know, in the past, most people don't realize sort of the inner workings, but it was always sort of these 2- and 4-year deals. The Cardinals love Memphis. The Cardinals love this facility. There's so much built on this new realignment that's about the facilities and the player amenities and the training facilities. This is still a top 5 ballpark in the country, easy. And, you know, we check so many boxes for the Cardinals. So long-term baseball they're going to be here. The Cardinals are going to be here, and we're going to continue to, you know, do amazing things. You know, soccer, look, we had a great 2019. You know, came out last year was unfortunate from a, you know, sort of riding the momentum of 2019 of our first year to have the challenges that we presented. But look, I think we're extremely excited about what we were able to accomplish in 2019 of launching the team and what the future holds, and that this is a great soccer market. And we still see that in TV ratings where Memphis, you know, Memphians are tuning into national TV games, watching Premier League games. I still hear from people when I go to the grocery store, when I go out, they want to talk about, you know, when is the season starting? When is soccer back up? They can't wait to be out. We have talked to, you know, the Bluff City Mafia. They're excited about being back. I'm bullish on it. I still think that, you know, over time, we're going to continue to build on it. It's unfortunate we had a pause, but, you know, long term, you know, we've established that it can work here, and we're going to continue to improve that experience and build for the long term that, you know, that there's really something here around soccer.
Craig, thanks very much. Best of luck with this year. We appreciate all you do for the city. Thanks.
Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
That is Craig Unger from the Redbirds and 901FC. You got to take a break.